He is of the opinion that Trantor would be destroyed within 5 centuries.
He proved it, mathematically.
Yes, he did. Defiantly. You maintain the, mathematics to be valid, I suppose. If Dr. Selden vouches for it, it is valid.
Then we will return.
Wait. I have a right to a lawyer. I demand my rights as an imperial citizen.
You shall have them. And he did.
It was a tall man that eventually entered, a man whose face seemed all vertical lines and so thin that one could wonder whether there was room for a smile.
Gal looked up.
He felt disheveled and wilted. So much had happened, yet he had been on Trantor not more than 30 hours. The man said, "I am Lors Avakim. Dr. Selden has directed me to represent you." "Is that so? Well then, look here. I demand an instant appeal to the Emperor. I'm being held without cause. I'm innocent of anything. Of anything." He slashed his hands outward, palms down. "You've got to arrange a hearing with the Emperor, instantly." Avakim was carefully emptying the contents of a flat folder onto the floor. If Gal had had the stomach for it, he might have recognized Selamet legal forms, metal thin and tape-like, adapted for insertion within the smallness of a personal capsule. He might also have recognized a pocket recorder. Avakim, paying no attention to Gal's outburst, finally looked up. He said, "The Commission will, of course, have a spy beam on our conversation. This is against the law, but they will use one nevertheless." Gal ground his teeth. "However," and Avakim seated himself deliberately, "the recorder I have on the table, which is a perfectly ordinary recorder to all appearances and performs its duties well, has the additional property of completely blanketing the spy beam. This is something they will not find out at once."
"Then I can speak?"
"Of course."
"Then I want a hearing with the Emperor."
Avakim smiled frostily, and it turned out that there was room for it on his thin face after all. His cheeks wrinkled to make the room. He said, "You are from the provinces."
"I am nonetheless an imperial citizen. As good a one as you or as any of this Commission of Public Safety."
"No doubt, no doubt. It is merely that, as a provincial, you do not understand life on Trantor as it is. There are no hearings before the Emperor."